Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
software policy or ideas for the Glenbrook Historical Society. And Dennis, who's the president of the society, will hear this. I went to his house today, picked up the disc, and some 80, perhaps 100 odd internet souls out there and listening to this as a podcast while driving. There'll be an interruption while I drive back up the mountains to I pick up some fuel. I'm driving up the mountains, having put my kids at this beautiful thing called a skating rink out here in Penrith in Sydney. It's a real sort of hark back to the 1960s or almost. It's sort of like this completely out of place concrete floor and skates, and you just skate in a rink. And it's popular in sort of some country towns. It's sort of really the sense that you're in the outer beyond to do it. So I'm doing this and I'll stop very soon. Now, what's happened is I've got the little disc and astonishing technology, eye-watering technology, the fact that you can have 2 terabytes in the size of a cigarette pack. Amazing. And in no time, in an eye-wateringly short time, I uploaded a backup of the files that I wanted, and then I dumped the files on an FTP file transfer protocol program, and it's been chewing away for probably 8 hours now going through. And I've said there's some two movies, MP3 movies, so MP4 movies, which have 2 gigabytes each. 2 gigabytes each, so it takes roughly perhaps an hour, a bit over an hour, to upload a gigabyte. Oh my god, fella, I've got to refuel, and the fuel price is eye-wateringly high here. That's my term for the moment. It's 163.9 unleaded. Oh gosh, it's enough to make yourself throw off the nearest cliff. But I need to get some more petrol, so that's what's going to happen. I'm going to have to do that. There are whole heaps of smart people who have smartphones and check out the cheapest price. I just go for generally a cheaper station. Yeah. So look, a lot of stuff there, and you say, this is not going to happen. And this has to happen, but it's not going to happen on a thing. It's just that everyone's got their photo or something to, and they give it to Dennis, and then he puts it on a disc and stuff like that. And it eventually gets to me, and eventually gets up to the internet. So there is a thing, and the files up to the internet are not browser friendly, i.e. the files are far too massive. They have to be compressed. So basically, we've got to do this engineering of creating that copy, but then creating another copy. I'm just popping in here. This is the on Russell Street, the little servo here, brilliantly lit. Oh, you can sort of really see the difference of LED lighting. So it's absolutely brilliantly lit. Okay, well, I'm going to continue this in a while as we're talking, only a minute. Is that right? Oh, 3 minutes talking. It took a bit to get here. Okay, we're off again. I've just fueled up. Checking my headlights are on. Everything's A-okay. Not running this poor bus. Oh, it's jumped out of the way. That's okay. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Quite actually nice. In shops in Britain, they say, "Oh, sir, would sir." Here's Mike. G'day, mate. All right. Yeah, what you want, mate? All pretty relaxed and stuff like that. I'm going to focus what I'm doing. Yeah, look, the upload. I just had a small dad joke. It's in an FTP program, and the FTP program stopped on the Glenbrook Tunnel, and the just semantics, which is just the words they used, file transfer stuck in the Glenbrook Tunnel. not the Olympic, the Lapstone Tunnel. I sort of rather like that in terms of the historical, you know, aspects of it. Now, what's happening, obviously, is that in terms of, like, this is an internet archive and we can sort of back it up, you know, times. And what they tend to do is sort of stop you backing it up. So you have to sort of, I think, pay more to back it up. That's backed up. And this is the big raw files, whatever they are. It's not for us to do it. But then, obviously, they can be compressed. Obviously, you don't want to compress the files. You actually want to build an image of what's there, compressed across, and to check. Now, you know, just in my head, I'm just trying to work out how you do it. And obviously, if you can point to a URL and the universal resource, look at it. So essentially, we want to compress something. So obviously, the 2 gigabyte thing, like 2 gigabytes, is sort of like half an hour of high quality CD stuff. Obviously, I don't think there's. We've got half an hour there, and essentially, you've got people who essentially want to access. So there's the file which is stored, and there's files stored for access. So this is in Glenbrook Institute.org under history, all faithfully folding out there. Now, so the issue, so the file system you can read is the file system as it will appear there. Then we need to create from that. So that is the base file system. That's what gets to get backed up. From that, we produce a compressed browser-friendly version of it. So that's before we do anything else. Then that browser, so we sort of police what goes into that browser-friendly session so people can browse through it fairly quickly and see essential documents. So essentially, say if there's a scanned PDF document, we OCR it and put the optical character recognition. There's a couple of things to do with some of these older documents. Put them up, compress them, make them ultra light, basically, to do it. And it's really, really compress the bejesus out of it. And then store it there. Then what we need to do is to have, rather than everyone hassling us, oh, I've got this to do, go to the website, upload it yourself, and not only upload it, upload a bit of text with it, you know, where it is, when it is, the situation, and a piece of audio with it. And we have the Glenbrook Society there. So already, look, I've got four screens. It turns out I've got, I said, oh, I've got three screens in my shed, and this other person said, oh, well, you've lent me another screen. So there's actually four screens. So I'm going to give you one screen, the data projector, podcasting, so we can actually get some voice, old people talking about some of these things with it. So they've got a photograph, they want to put it up. Then you come around and you interview it, and the interview is with the photograph and stuff like that. And I suppose we could look at copyright and all the legal aspects of it. But so there's a fair amount of, you know, just a fair amount of just quiet internet-based work to actually make it friendly. Then from that thing, we can migrate into the telephone app. And hopefully the telephone app will merge with some geolocation, some of the advanced technology, which we'll wrap up. Now, as said before, the last thing anyone wants is another fig jam, fuck I'm great, just ask me type of person. I've had enough of them. I pretty well think everyone else has had enough of these people. And essentially, it's so hard to tell the number of people who are actually crooks and who do that. You know, a crook doesn't say, oh, I'll just come over and help No, they've got something happening. They've always got a friend and a connection that they want coming off. So the bottom line is just quietly get it on and not take up any space, any additional space, so that people's walks and whatever they're doing continues on. It's just this is additional. It's not getting on someone's standing on anyone's feet. So let's look at it again. I'll do the upload, and the upload's taken just an incredibly long time. But partly because the FTP says, I'm uploading 15 megabytes per second, blah blah. Obviously the program is incorrect, because when you look at it, physical data leaving down the modem is just clipping underneath 1 megabit per second. So, which is still, an amazing quantity. Okay, we're coming through here. The price of a Glenbrook of petrol is still the same. It's what's going on in the world. Now I'm just going to hop through and check on a mate. The Glenbrook Institute. We'll have to describe it. Firstly, one of the things that could be interesting is that if we're going to have lecture talks at the hall, we may need to get proper blackout curtains for the place. So it's just the idea of people coming up talks, evening social events. So once we get the screen up and the data projector, and I've got the sound system. Well, we can produce. I don't know. I have a thing of. Wouldn't it be nice to put a fantastic sound? Yeah, crappy. Oh, let's see. It is a crappy venue. It is a venue. It is a classic venue. Wouldn't it be nice to actually get some good sound engineering in there? And so I've got my little data projector here, and it's. One of these things is don't overcook anything like this. Okay, going down King Street to my friends. Whoa. So it's actually a bit dangerous going down King Street. King Street's on the other side of the village to your mate. They've got this yoga class. Everything's happening up on the top of King Street. And you pulled it around and you could sort of have a nasty surprise as you go across. That's going to jump in here. What's happening is that... Of course, what happens is that as the computer's tied up uploading, I can't upload podcasts, so I can still generate podcasts. So this is the entire thing, to just keep on knocking it over. And one of the things I will do is write a letter for you to go through about meeting up with the Glenbrook Primary School next week. Okay, stopping for the moment. Just checking on that. Okay, coming again for the last. It should be under a minute before I get from King Street up to Peel Street, where is my call home. Just making sure this car doesn't come up my butt. Just checking on there. No, the I get shipments of parts out of China, and they're not coming through. But the same sort of thing is I'll get in, write this letter, put in an order for a few more parts out of China. That'll take another set of weeks to get it going, and we'll just push it along. But I suppose the important thing is to have something else which is always going through. And say when we talked about the file transfer, it's probably always best to drop an email, because I so few people phone me that, you know, we just don't think about listening to the phone. But nonetheless, it's no matter, it's through, and I'll put it across. So there's this thing of getting it, A, raw data, okay, then an image on the internet, where you can get that if you really want to. But you have a construction one-to-one of compressed data, and brutally compressed. That is, you're not making any apology that if you have the compressed data there, and possibly a web page, which points to the picture. Basically, you have a thumbnail. So for a picture, you produce several things. You produce thumbnail, and then the full file, which is the way you do it for it there. So I'll look at that. So for photos, I'll have a photo gallery, but that's just, the photo gallery is, it looks as though it's all in one place, but the files are indeed everywhere to go across, and that's fairly straight across. So there's a system there, and that will keep merrily busy for a while coming along. But while it's coming along, it means that the next generation of things comes along, and you really want to train someone up to do it. So that finishes this for the moment, before I go on to the next part of the adventure. Thanks a lot for listening, Dennis, and hopefully this will go out to you and you can hear it.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.